Blog Talk Radio.
If I knew then what I know now, no, I wouldn't change much of anything anyhow. It was 50-50, and I won the coin toss when you danced with me at the Huntington's Waltz. When you danced with me at the Huntington's Waltz.
Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Help for HD Live. Help for HD Live is brought to you by Help for HD International and is made possible by our sponsors, Teva Pharmaceuticals and the Griffin Foundation. Azevan Pharmaceuticals is a clinical-stage, small-molecule drug development company developing novel therapeutics to treat disorders like stress, mood, and behavior. They have launched a clinical trial for possibly a treatment of irritability in Huntington's disease. As we all know, as a community, the behaviors and irritability associated with HD are very challenging symptoms, not only for our loved ones, but for our families as well. This is an exciting trial, and we are looking forward to hearing more today about the STARE trial. Today to talk to us is Michael Brownstein, PhD, MD. He is the Vice President of Drug Development. He earned his bachelor's degree at Columbia University and completed his graduate training at the University of Chicago, where he earned his MD and his PhD in pharmacology. We are excited to have him today. Welcome to the show, Dr. Brownstein. Am I saying that right?
Brownstein.
Welcome to the show.
But call me Mike. Everybody else does.
Okay. Well, welcome to the show. We're excited to have you on with us. Can we start today by you just kind of giving us a background in you and Mike?
Sure, thanks. After I graduated from med school, I did an internship in pediatrics and then went to the National Institutes of Health for 2 years to satisfy my military obligation. And there I worked with a man named Julie Axelrod, who just a year or two before that had gotten a Nobel Prize in neuropharmacology, or the study of drugs that act on brain. And at the end of my 2 years, he said, you know, you seem to be having fun. Why don't you think about sticking around for another 2 years or so? And that turned into my whole career, basically. I stayed at the NIH for most of my scientific career. While I was there, I had a large lab devoted to studies of drugs in the nervous system, and I had joint appointments in the Cancer Institute and Genome Institute, too, but I couldn't do drug development at the NIH, and I always wanted to, and so I finally decided to leave. I worked at Craig Venter's Institute for a few years and then decided that maybe I should work with biotechs and see if we could actually really develop drugs that would be useful for folks. And so that's where I'm at now.
That's fantastic. And so now you are at Azevan Pharmaceuticals. So tell us about Azevan Pharmaceuticals and what you guys are working on.
So Azevan is a small company with offices and labs on the campus of Lehigh University in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania. And we've developed drugs that enter the brain after they're taken by mouth. And there, they inhibit the action of vasopressin. Vasopressin is one of many chemical messengers in the brain. It allows specific groups of nerve cells to talk to one another. And these nerve cells that vasopressin plays on are especially important for responses to stress and fear and anxiety-provoking situations. And when we studied the actions of SRX-246, the compound that we're testing in our clinical trials, the first thing that we found in animals is that it seemed to reduce their irritability and anxiety. And in fact, the first name of the company was Serenix, because it seemed to make animals more serene. And then based on those findings, we designed a study in people and showed that SRX-246 had effects in human brain circuits that are activated when we're irritated or angry. So we decided to launch a clinical trial in Huntington's disease patients who suffer from irritability and anger and even aggressive behavior. But we're also conducting clinical trials in other disorders, including PTSD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and well, so for SRX246, for someone with living with Huntington's disease, what do you think it might do for that individual? Is it for it's purely for irritability?
Well, as you and your listeners probably know, one of the first problems that people have who develop Huntington's disease is irritability. And it makes it hard for them and for their families. And it ultimately, in many cases, results in their having to leave home and live in a nursing home, for example. And even there, it's hard for their caregivers. And what we hope is that SRX246 will blunt or even prevent the irritability and anger and aggressive behavior that you see in some people with HD.
Mm-hmm. And not only that, with going into the care homes, like you're saying, a lot of care homes won't even accept people with Huntington's because they are so scared of the irritability, and aggression. So sometimes that
no,
puts them
alone. It's a big problem in the HD community. I'm sure I don't have to explain it to you.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. I always say this is like one of the disease. This is one of the symptoms that impacts our families the most. So this is we're very excited and watching this very close. So how do you think this treatment possibly would be different from other off-label treatments that are used in HD today?
Well, SRX246 has a completely different mechanism of action in the brain from drugs that have been used off-label. Those include compounds that have been approved for treating anxiety and depression and psychosis. They're sometimes used alone, sometimes used in combination. The studies we've done so far suggest that SRX246 may have far fewer side effects than these repurposed drugs have. And I think it's important to stress the fact that no drug has been approved by the FDA for treating the behavioral problems that are associated with HD. And we believe that there's a real need for compounds to treat irritability, anger, and aggression. Compounds that have been rigorously tested for safety and for their clinical utility. So, you know, if we're successful, I think there's a huge difference between what's out there right now and this new compound.
Yeah, that's. Is there anything you can talk about in the clinical trial so far about safety and tolerability?
Well, it's a hard question because when you do a clinical trial, the sponsors and the clinical investigators at the trial sites are blind to the treatments that are given. Mm-hmm. And this helps assure the validity of the results that you obtain. But for this same reason, I can't tell you much yet. So far, SRX246 continues to look safe as it has in our earlier trials, and it seems to be well tolerated. But I want to be clear that we really won't know this for sure until the trial ends and we compare the experiences that people had who took the compound to experiences of those who were given placebo or sugar pills, in other words.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And back to kind of the last conversation we were having about off-label, the one thing I noticed with the Huntington's community is that we are constantly trying these off-label drugs for this symptom, and it's unbelievable how many of these types of drugs that family members have to be on to control that. So I think that we kind of get confused that we are on off-label drugs that aren't specifically for that weren't looked at specifically for Huntington's disease, where SRX246 is being looked at specifically for Huntington's disease. Is that correct, that statement?
That's correct. Well, of course, we're testing it for other problems, but we'd like ideally to see it approved for treating patients with HD because it works. These other compounds may help or may not. I think families mm-hmm. have to decide that on a person-by-person basis. But you can never be sure because there's never been a rigorous study of them in you know, a group of people who took the drug versus another group of people who didn't.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and you talked about sponsors of this trial. Who is sponsoring this trial?
So almost all of the costs of the trial are being borne by the federal government, by the National Institutes of Health, and more specifically the Neurology Institute, and we're really grateful for that. The company, of course, is paying a significant amount of cash as well, and the CHDI is contributing some money too. But I think it's important to give the NIH a plug here. They do a wonderful service to people in the U.S., both by sponsoring basic studies and applied work like this.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's awesome. And then I'm wondering, too, it's like with the post-traumatic, you were talking about that post-traumatic syndrome, that they're also looking at this. So I would believe with that huge population that deal with that, I would imagine that the government would really want to look into helping those individuals as well.
Yeah, so the small trial that we're doing in PTSD and post-traumatic stress disorder, or sometimes now called just post-traumatic stress, is being sponsored by the military. But it's worth pointing out that PTS is probably the most rapidly increasing psychiatric diagnosis in the civilian population, too. It just wasn't recognized very well in the past.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, absolutely. So this trial, is it fully enrolled, or are there some clinical sites that are still accepting individuals that want to participate?
The trial isn't fully enrolled yet, and I'd urge anyone who might like to participate in it to contact one of the 22 study centers. The names of these and contact information for them are listed at clinicaltrials.gov and at the HD Trial Finder site. And there's also information about the trial at the so-called NeuroNext site, which is maintained by the National Institute of Neurological Diseases and Stroke. Our study, number NN105, is called the STAIR trial, as you said. At the end of our chat, I'll give you a phone number that you can use to contact someone who can help you navigate these sites, too, if you're having trouble figuring out how to use them.
Yeah, that's fantastic. I know that a clinical trial finder, the HD trial finder, will be easy for people, so that's probably the best place to go. I know clinicaltrials.gov sometimes is a little bit overwhelming for people.
Yeah, you have to go through a whole bunch of different screens to get what you want sometimes.
Right. So I think that going to HD Trial Finder is going to be everyone's best bet to be able to find a clinical site if you would like to participate in this clinical trial. And so let's talk a little bit about participation criteria. What is the criteria for someone to be able to participate in this study?
Okay. Men and women have to be 18 years old or older. And they have to have symptoms of Huntington's disease, and either a family history of the disease or positive genetic test for it. You have to suffer from irritability, so not everyone with HD has this problem, but the people we want to study should have it. Men and women have to be using birth control measures to prevent pregnancy during the trial. You have to be able to swallow the capsules that we give you. They're about as large as an Advil, so not tiny, but most people can manage this, I gather. You have to speak and understand English well enough to answer the questions that we're going to ask you about how you're doing without help from an interpreter. And you'll need a study partner who can come to the clinic visits with you and who will also answer questions about how you're doing, because we're curious whether or not your spouse or caregiver see things the same way you do, and nobody's asked that question before, so we thought it was important to try to find out what the answer was. And you and your study partner have to answer questions in an electronic diary that we'll give you as well, because we'd like to find out how you're doing on a kind of daily or every other daily basis. I think it's, in some ways, it's much more useful to learn about things that way than at long intervals. And finally, you or a legally authorized representative have to sign a consent agreement after the study has been described to you in detail. Some people can't participate in the trial. If you have a severe mental health problem or if you abuse drugs or alcohol, you can't be a participant. And if you're not healthy enough to attend the study visits or you're pregnant or you're breastfeeding, you can't enroll either. And finally, we know that HD patients frequently take a number of medicines. But if you're eligible to enroll in the trial, it's okay to keep taking the medicines that you currently use.
Okay, so there aren't any medications that you would be on that would exclude you from being a part of the trial?
Probably not, as long as you're taking them on a kind of stable basis.
Okay.
So we don't want you to start and stop and start and stop, because that might affect kind of the answers you give to the various questions we're going to ask. But if you're using the medicines and they help and you're using them kind of on an ongoing basis, that should be fine.
Okay. And so it's so interesting, because we often hear about the exclusion criteria is psychiatric behaviors and different things like that. But this trial, that's actually is what some of the criteria is, right, is to have the irritability and the behaviors. What about the psychiatric stuff like hallucinations, delusions, and things like that?
Yeah, I think that'll be determined on a person-by-person basis. So it is an exclusion, but it really will depend on the assessment that the clinical trial physician makes when you visit.
Sure. Okay. All right. And how many visits are required in this study if you participate in this
trial?
There'll
be a total of 6 trial visits in addition to the screening visit.
So 7 altogether. And then how long does that usually run for? How long are they in it? Do they go once a month to see the to go and see
well,
the
whole
trial
is 12 weeks in length, a bit more frequently than once a month. Couple of weeks, more or less, you'll either have a trial visit or a telephone call.
Okay. My husband's participated in 6 clinical trials and studies, and boy, do we love those calls. So, I love when there's a call compared to a visit, but, it is also...
Yeah,
well,
I know
really
it's hard. We understand that. On the other hand, especially when you're testing a new compound, the FDA is really concerned that you be very sure that it's safe. And a lot of the trial visits are driven by that. And then also, of course, by our interest in trying to see how you're doing, how your behavior is responding at regular intervals.
Right, exactly, to see, absolutely. And while we always say, to be a part of a clinical trial it empowers you that you're making a difference. I think that the HD community, we do like to be involved in these clinical trials, and so we definitely want to get this one out there.
You're absolutely right about that. And the only way that we're going to find good new treatments for HD is if people are willing to participate in trials, so that we learn how we're doing.
Right. Right, absolutely. Absolutely. So, well, we are very excited, and we are very excited to be a part of this. And as a man, to look at something like irritability is huge for our community. It is a symptom we talk about all the time as a community, and it is very, like you said, it is one of the most devastating symptoms that we have in the disease, because it does, people become homeless and care different things, lose their families over these very hard symptoms. So we are excited to see what the future holds. And is there any final thoughts? I know that one thing we wanted to talk about was how people, Trial Finder sounds like a good avenue for people to go.
I think that's a good avenue. If you have problems, you might try calling Samantha Berg. She's the project manager at Mass General. Sam's a nice person, and her number is 617-643-7434.
Perfect. That is fantastic. So definitely call and talk.
I'm really grateful to you for inviting me to talk today.
Yes, and thank you for all that you guys are doing. I actually have a request in from you guys to come to our symposium, if you're able to, in Tampa. So I will email Neil, who is the CEO of ASVAN, and hope you guys can get on the mic and talk to our community there in Florida. We are very excited, and thank you guys all for your work and everything you are doing. You guys tune in next week for Help for HD Live, same time, same place, and we will see you. Until then, everyone have a safe night.